Unit 4, The Hidden Human Cost of Fast Fashion. The global fast fashion industry is often called out for the exploitative working conditions in its factories, which are staffed primarily by impoverished women, especially in Asia. Many of these workers toil for little pay and have few rights, often so clothing manufacturers in Western countries can keep costs low. Deutsche Welle's Sarah Huckal spoke with Dr. Gisela Burkhardt, director of Femnet, an NGO that works for women's rights in the garment industry in Asia.
What are some of the main issues we are seeing with female workers in the garment industry?
Working conditions in the textile industry are terrible. We have discrimination against women, especially in India and Bangladesh. Women are sexually harassed and the payment is very low. Despite the minimum wage increase in Bangladesh from about 60 euros to 85 euros per month in December, women need to work overtime to survive. There is also a lack of organisation in the factories. If women try to organise themselves in trade unions, they are normally threatened by the management and have to leave the factory. And this is just the beginning.
Why are more women than men affected in this industry?
About 80% of the workforce in the clothing industry is women, with the exception of Pakistan. The industry wants to hire women because they are seen as cooperative and less likely to unionise. When they come home, for example, they might not be able to go to trade union meetings because they have so much to do. The patriarchal society in India and Bangladesh means that many women are not used to being treated like human beings. This makes it easier for factory bosses to shout at them and treat them differently than male workers.
Some people might ask, if the working conditions are so horrendous and wages are low, what keeps women working in this industry? What would you say to them?
It's simply because of poverty. There are not many work opportunities, and it is very difficult for women to find jobs in other industries. Also, a job in the textile industry is better than working in stone cutting, for example, or as a housemaid, because being in a household increases the danger of being harassed by men.
In 2012, German textile company KIK worked with a supplier in Pakistan whose factory caught fire, leading to the deaths of 258 people. Do you believe buyers like KIK should be held responsible for the working conditions in their supplier companies abroad? How might it change the industry if they were?
The case of KIK is unique because KIK was more or less the only buyer in the factory. They had 80% of the orders, which is very rare. Usually one company would cover just 5 to 10% of demand in a factory. In this case, KIK could have been held more responsible because they were more or less the only buyer. What is unique is that normally when human rights violations like this fire occur, the case can only go to court in the country where it happened. The buyer can remain unattached and bears no responsibility. However, it's in the interest not only of consumers and workers, but also of the industry to know what its duties regarding factory working conditions are. This due diligence needs to be clearly defined by law. If a company can be sued for violating their responsibilities, I think the working conditions in factories will quickly change.
What other suggestions does Femnet have when it comes to reforming the industry?
We're working in many different areas. At Femnet, we support urgent appeals in cases where there are accidents or human rights violations in factories. Our partners in the countries of production refer to us to see which German companies are placing orders, and we address the issue with them directly. If they don't react, normally we make it public. But we first do very thorough research about what has happened and who is responsible in the case of working violations.
What can consumers do to make the industry more sustainable?
What we ask them to do is think about whether they need to have new clothes at all. There is too much production in the world, and 60% of all clothes produced are not even worn. They will be thrown away. So let's reduce consumption and make sure that clothes that are produced are done so with better working conditions and wages. You can buy second-hand clothes, for example. And if you definitely want to buy new ones, you can look for clothes with certain labels, for example, fair trade, although these certifications don't necessarily guarantee better working conditions.